Hi, I'm Julie Riesler, and I'm known as America's Life Designer. And I'm an interior designer for your soul and mentor for spiritual entrepreneurs. I am here to guide you back to your best self, to manifest your biggest dream. I am a master life coach, founder of the Life Designer Coach Academy certification program, author of Get a PhD in You, and host of this very global podcast in over 175 countries. For over a decade, I've helped thousands of high achievers and empaths just like you to overcome self-doubt, overwhelm, and fear so you can feel confident to be your youest you. I'm so excited, my friend, to share these conversations with leading experts, spiritual luminaries, celebrities, and deep dives with yours truly. If you're ready to design your most abundant life and help others to do the same, go to julieriesler.com for more resources and support. We all have the power to intentionally design our dream lives, and I am thrilled to show you how. Let's do this. Hello, I am so grateful to be here with you and to have this conversation. Today's episode is going to be solo with you and me, with yours truly. So I'm excited to dive into this, my friend, because I really, really want to look at and talk about these four common roadblocks that I see getting in the way for new coaches. So, you know, for those who, in case we're new to each other, just to share a little bit about kind of my backstory, and I'll keep this brief because I might have shared this before. You know, for me, coaching changed and saved my life. Just about 15 years ago, I was really going through a tough time in my life, and I had been doing a lot of personal work. I've talked very openly about my struggles in the past with food addiction and being in a support group around that and therapy and some really great healing modalities that helped quite a bit and that still help. It was actually when I got myself into a program that was all about personal growth and development. For those who know about Landmark, it was through the Landmark program. And I went through the three main classes, and it was the last one on the self-expression program. I was working with a really, really well-trained coach. His name is Phil. Since then, what's amazing, well, I'll save it. I'll share in a moment what happened. But, you know, he coached me, and I was going through such a tough time. I had two very young kids under the age of two. I was in a job I liked, but I wouldn't say I loved it. And I, you know, at that time was married to a great person, yet it just, something in my life, like it didn't feel right. It didn't feel aligned. And maybe you've had this as well. And if so, my heart goes out to you because it's a, you know, for me, it was a spiritual wake up call. There was nothing really wrong or bad. It just didn't feel aligned. And I struggled with what to do and my decision around what ended up being felt right, you know, for me was around ending that marriage and then moving forward to what I ended up pursuing was my degree in coaching. And it was because I worked with this coach, with Phil, who asked me a powerful question. He said, Julie, if you knew your life was going to work out either way, because I was really scared and it was not something I intended to do. I never thought or wanted to, you know, have a split like that. That wasn't the thought when I got married. And I think in doing a lot of excavation work, just realizing things about myself that had changed considerably and not to the fault of the person I was with or myself. But that was my truth. And he asked me that question. I was like, oh my gosh, I'd never thought about the fact that my life could be extraordinary, could be amazing either way. And I knew in that instant, my body was like, okay, well then the answer is it's time to consciously uncouple. And I ended up doing that, and it wasn't easy at all. The gift, though, was that moment of that shift in perspective. That's what we know a miracle is, right? And the Course in Miracles, which is a phenomenal, very intense, in-depth course and book and life's work, it talks about a miracle is when you have a shift in perception, a shift in perspective. And that's what I had. I realized that it was okay to make this bold choice, and that life was going to be, was going to turn out beautifully, just fine, better than fine. So fast forward, I ended up coaching that program, 4 times. I coached it with Phil. I coached it in another program. I was the head coach, and I just fell in love with this work. That led me to go back to get my master's degree. You know, at the time I was working a full-time job. I then was a single mom, went back and got my degree in health and wellness coaching from Maryland University of Integrative Health. And I fell in love with this work because it was the first time I really could see and experience and know for myself that when you have someone that's whole, that knows and is trained how to hold that space for you, knows how to hear what you're saying and not saying, that is listening at a level that most of us don't have that kind of deep listening, miracles and shifts happen. And that is why I went back and got my degree and started coaching while working full time. And then took the plunge, took the leap, and decided to start my own business 8 years ago. And since then, as many of you know, of course, started this podcast because I became obsessed with really listening to your inner voice and being your youest you. For me, that experience, you know, it started 20 years ago when I found myself in a 12-step room. Doing that inner deep work is priceless. And so having somebody that knows how to work with you and help you to not just excavate yourself, but also to move forward towards your dreams and goals, so important. So I have been doing this work now over a decade, worked with many leaders and entrepreneurs, and I've always had a coach. But one of the things that I've seen both in, I'm still on faculty at Georgetown University and their coaching program. As many of you might know, I developed my own coaching certification in the beginning of the pandemic, the Life Designer Coach Academy. But what I've seen in this industry for those that I've worked with and trained as coaches, and even and with myself, especially in the beginning, is that there are 4 common roadblocks that get in the way that can stymie and stifle a coach, especially a new coach who's really just invested time and energy to get trained, wants to do this work, wants to help someone design their best life, but can get stuck because of these 4 roadblocks. So I want to talk about those today. And even if you're not a coach, or maybe you're thinking of becoming one, I think you're going to find this to be helpful, my friend. I think you're going to find these roadblocks to be ones that might show up in your life. And so I just invite you to take what you like and leave the rest. But these are the 4 that I have seen really can wreak havoc if we're not mindful and realizing that they're not truths, but they can show up as I said, getting in the way. So the first one, this is really, really important, and this is going to be for anybody in the healing, helping profession, is believing that you have to have your life all together, perfect, that you have got to have everything figured out, that you have got to have that all your issues worked through. Now, I'm not saying not to do the inner work, because I will tell you, I believe the amount of inner work and the amount of self-care and self-love is directly proportionate to your ability to serve and help others. However, it does not mean that you have to have it all figured out. No way. Because guess what? That is never going to happen. You're never going to have it all figured out. You're never going to have it all worked out. Never. I can tell you right now, and I've been doing this a long time and I love it, I still have my stuff I'm working on. Are you kidding? I just had a recent, I wouldn't call it a relapse, but an issue with stevia. Some of you might have heard my interview with, I was on Molly Carmel's podcast and talked about breaking up with stevia, right? And issues with, you know, feeling frustrated and dealing with other kinds of just issues around family or myself. Like, it doesn't end. And it doesn't mean to be a great coach that you have to have your life all figured out. In fact, if you believe that, that is going to be a roadblock. That is not true. And I want to remind you, this is something I teach in my program, you are not the expert anyhow. We're never, ever the expert of someone else's life. I don't believe in that. I think it's a disempowering context. And I know what I was trained in, what I teach, is that every person is the expert of their own life and themselves. So you don't need to be an expert of anybody else, right? I always say I'm just barely an expert of myself. You, what you're going to use your expertise for is that deep listening, that holding space. I teach an approach called the sacred coach approach. It's my own system that I developed, and it is really, really focused on having those modalities and that framework to help you hold space in a very powerful way through the sacred framework of, you know, holding sacred space and active listening and the other aspects that we go into. So that doesn't mean you have to have your life all perfect and settled and figured out. Absolutely not. So that is the first thing, the first roadblock I want you to consider and to look at. If there's a belief, and I hear in each cohort that I teach, well, I don't know if I can coach because I still have that issue, or I'm still struggling with relationships. I haven't found my partner yet, or, you know, I'm still struggling with my own self-love. Great. That the truth is, in coaching, it's not about you anyhow, and it doesn't need to come into play. It's very good to notice and to manage yourself so that it doesn't, you know, bleed into your sessions. So number one, that roadblock, just put it to the side. You do not and you will never have your whole life figured out and all of the traumas and hurts and issues all worked out. I think that's part of evolving, part of being your you as you, is that continuous ongoing journey of tapping in and looking at and, you know, picking up the rock and digging in to see, okay, what stories am I still believing? What are the limited thoughts that I'm having? What can I let go of? What am I ready to bring more of in my life? So that's where a coach can really help you. And you as the coach, that's your work, not being perfect, not having it all figured out. Okay, just pausing briefly, my friend, to share about something that could be just what you're seeking. The doors are about to close to my next cohort of my Life Designer Coach Academy certification program. This certification program is a premier global course that will help you become a powerful and masterful life coach, and is taught solely by yours truly. There are still a few spots left, so submit your application for enrollment today so we can jump on a call to see if this is the right fit for your USU. Go to lifedesignercoachacademy.com. Okay, back to the episode. So that was one. The second roadblock that I really, really see that can crop up is downplaying the benefits of coaching, the worthiness, the investment, the transformation, like downplaying it. And that can show up as feeling like you are charging too much, or that you don't have what it takes, you don't have enough experience. Now, I'm not saying, you know, everyone is going to charge different things. And I do think it should have something to do with your time and mastery. So I know when I started coaching, I charged a very nominal fee. I wanted to practice and just work with as many people as possible. You know, 10 plus years later, I've worked with hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands at this point, of leaders, entrepreneurs. My price point has shifted. And what has happened as I've coached and coached and coached, I mean, I used to work within companies and systems. So with coaching, you know, 40, 50 leaders within those systems. I mean, I know the power of this work. I've lived it. I have a coach. I know it in my body. We'll get to that in a minute. So really honoring the value of this work, not downplaying it. And part of that, and I really do believe that part of feeling the value of this work is, number one, having some sort of training. You know, I have a training, whether it's with me or someone else or a university or a different place, having some sort of training and grounding in this work, because it's powerful, sacred work. And having invested in yourself, really important to invest in your own coaching. It's very hard to talk about the value of coaching and the gifts and the miracles and what happens if you haven't experienced it. So this whole area of downplaying the worthiness, the value of coaching, often the root of it is that feeling unworthy, not good enough, you haven't done enough of it. And so my encouragement to you is practice, get out there, coach more. Make sure, though, you get coaching yourself and you continue that work on yourself. Not that it's about being perfect. It's just continuous self-growth, right? Continuous evolution into your you as you. And make sure you're not downplaying the value of this work, because you know, Rumi says, what you're seeking is seeking you. You chose to get into this line of work. And this goes for other professions, especially for my creatives and healers and change makers out there that are listening, right? If you took the time and energy to get expertise in whether it's coaching, maybe you're a Reiki master, maybe it's herbal medicine or nutrition or well-being coaching or whatever it might be, you got to honor that. You took time and energy and resources and money put into yourself. So make sure you value yourself, you value the work you're doing, and that you do that by continuing to do this work on yourself and remember that value. The best way to do that is to continue coaching and to be coached. So that's the second roadblock, is undervaluing your worth and the value of this, of coaching. The third roadblock that I see come up is fear of visibility, fear of being out there, fear of talking about it, of being salesy, of, you know, being in the light. And I'm just going to say to you right now, the best way to go and reverse engineer this is, my friend, to go to your why. Your why. You got to marry your why and then put it in your heart and let it guide you and be your compass. Why? So here's the question I'm going to ask you. If you struggle with visibility, and by the way, this is partly why I'm talking about this, whether or not you're a coach, whatever work you're in, whatever that area of profession you're in, this is a great question for you to ask yourself. I want you to ask yourself, why did you become a coach or a healer or a nutritionist or whatever that is, or a storyteller or an author? Why is it important to you? Why is this work important to you? Why is it important to those that you are here to serve and to help and to support? And why is it helpful to the world? Okay, it's a three-part question, and it's going to go to the heart of your purpose. You're going to ask yourself again, why is this work important to you? Right? Why? Maybe there's a story. Maybe, like for me, this changed and saved my life. I was in a dark, desperate place. Nothing else was helping. And I had someone that asked me a powerful, open-ended, generative, appreciative question that literally changed my life and my perspective and my entire lens and the next steps of my life in the best of ways. So get to your why. Right? You want to marry that why, get really clear. And then you want to look at, why is it important to those that you're here to help? And why is it important to the world? Here's a little hint. Oftentimes, your why is going to connect back to your own experience, your own challenges, your own, perhaps your own dark night of the soul, your own tough times when this work helped you. Maybe it was just getting yourself to the next level, or like me, leaving a 9-to-5 job, or, you know, putting yourself out there to date again. Whatever it might be, I want you to get to your why. And often it is in that mess. The message, the why, is often in the mess. I know for me it has. So visibility, the issue of visibility, is often connected to going deeper and reconnecting to your why. Because when you come from that powerful passion and purpose and that why, we want that to become way bigger than any fear of being visible. There have been many times that I have felt like, I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to say, and I'm a little bit nervous about stepping out because there's many other people doing that. But my why is so big that it doesn't matter. So you still might have the fear or the overwhelm or the doubt. However, we want your why to be so big that it's going to supersede the fear of visibility. So that's the third roadblock. And then the fourth one is confidence. It's confidence. I see this all the time. I know for many of my students coming out of the 4-month training we do, there's still that, okay, I'm not sure. Even though they've practiced, there's a practicum, lots and lots of hours of being coached and coaching still. And that might be for you. And that might be for you even if you're not a coach. So I want you, I'm going to invite you, if it's around confidence, to create a little list for yourself, a little evidence list to track and see how this work has been powerful. How have you made a difference? Where might you have a client, even if it's a pro bono client or someone you've worked with, that said to you something like, wow, that really helped me in my life? So this is why if you get testimonials or emails or DMs or texts or notes that are affirmative, that are affirming, celebrating your work. It's not about ego here. It's about remembering and honoring that you have expertise and gifts and skills. And sometimes for many of us, it's going back to those notes and remembering and reading those. I like to keep a list, an evidence list of people that I've worked with that have had miraculous changes. It helps remind me, oh yeah, oh my gosh, I remember working with her 5 years ago and she found the love of her life working together. She completely started a business that's now incredibly successful and she's super happy. And I know that came out of the work that we did. That is amazing. So one thing you can do is evidence-based tracking. Keeping evidence-based tracking, look and see, where have you worked with somebody? Where have you shown up and done this work? And it could have been with somebody you worked with in your practicum or a pro bono client. That is one area, okay, to build your confidence. The second area to build your confidence is to keep practicing, to get on the court, especially to my new coaches or to anyone who's new in their field, keep showing up. In the beginning, I did a lot of free sessions, free group sessions. I would go and speak to communities, to women's associations, to get out there, to get practice. Because what you're doing is you want to build that muscle. And just like I said earlier with the third roadblock around visibility, confidence is very similar, right? We want that why to be so big that it's going to supersede any fear of not doing it right or well enough or good enough. So two aspects to confidence. One would be some evidence-based tracking, and a great way to do that is to ask for testimonials or to look and create a file. I do this. I save all or most of the feedback I get. I get emails or texts. I'll take a screenshot. I'll email it to myself. I want to look back and see and remind myself, oh yeah, you know, there are days I'm like, huh, hope I'm making a difference here, not really feeling it. And then I can pull out those emails, those notes and say, oh yeah, yep, I am. So that is one thing to do. The second thing to do is to practice, to get out there, to keep your, you know, keep that muscle, keep working out that muscle of practice and doing the work. So I'm hoping that this helped you. I want to share that if you are a coach and you want to refine your skills, or if you are thinking about becoming one, you're somebody who others come to naturally, they just, you know, seem to share and unleash with you. That tends to be a little hint. You tend to have people just open up easily, feel comfortable and safe and vulnerable with you. That's a good sign that coaching could be something really powerful for you. And what I've seen, what I've heard from many of my students, over 75 students at this point, is that it's not, my program is not just a coaching certification training. It is also a very powerful personal development program. So if that might be something you're interested in, I do have a couple of open houses that are going on right now, and you are welcome to come. You'll get to speak with me, ask questions. I can answer anything. I will be talking about the program and what you'll be learning and the practicum and the hours. So if you're interested, just go to julieriesler.com/workshops and you can sign up. They're free. And just to see, and it may not be for you, and that is fine too. If there's anyone you know who might be interested in coaching or becoming a coach, please feel free to share it with them. Here's the thing, my friend, you know, whether or not you have that urge or inkling to become a coach, or you already are one and you are really eager to make a bigger difference in the world, wherever you're coming from, I hope that these four roadblocks, the ways to overcome them, was powerful and helpful for you, because in the end, we don't want that part of us, the fear or the doubt that isn't really truly your youest you, to get in the way of your expressing fully who you came to this world, this planet to be. And as you know, as your gracious host and a coach and someone that is in love with all of us expressing our greatest potential, it is important to me, and from my heart to yours, I hope that you took something and took something away from this episode, from this conversation, that's going to help you to get out there, to honor your worth, to remember it's not about being perfect ever, to be comfortable, to be visible because your why is so much bigger, and to own your confidence, to root yourself and ground yourself in the confidence that you have what it takes, even if that means more practice. So from, again, I hope this was helpful for you. As always, I'm sending love and light and blessings. And if you are ready or interested for further support in any way, whether to become a coach or to be coached, to coach with me, you can always reach out and find me again at my website, julieriesler.com. Send me a note on Facebook, a DM, and just know that I am always cheering your youest you on. Much love to you, my friend. Mwah. I'm so honored to be a part of your journey. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I hope it inspires you to remember who you really are and who you chose to be in this lifetime. If you're interested in becoming your youest you, I would love to guide you. Please check out my website for additional information on how we can work together. And if you feel moved, please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so that more big-hearted individuals can find these inspiring conversations. Here's to being and loving your youest you.